Chapter 13. And David proceeded to consult with the chiefs of the thousands, and of the hundreds, and with every leader. And David went on to say to all the congregation of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and it is acceptable with Jehovah our God, let us send to our brothers that are left over in all the lands of Israel, and with them to the priests and the Levites in their cities with pasture grounds, that they may collect themselves together to us. And let us bring the ark of our God around to ourselves." For they had not cared for it in the days of Saul. So all the congregation said to do that way, for the thing seemed right in the eyes of all the people. Accordingly, David congregated all Israel from the river of Egypt as far as the entering of Hamath, to bring the ark of the true God from Kiriath-Jearim. And David and all Israel proceeded to go up to Baalah, to Kiriath-Jearim, which belongs to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of the true God, Jehovah, sitting on the cherubs, where his name is called on. However, they had the ark of the true God ride upon a new wagon from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio were leading the wagon. And David and all Israel were celebrating before the true God with full power, and with songs, and with harps, and with stringed instruments, and with tambourines, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And they came gradually as far as the threshing floor of Kidon. And Uzzah now thrust his hand out to grab hold of the ark, for the bulls nearly caused an upset. At that, Jehovah's anger blazed against Uzzah, so that he struck him down, because he had thrust his hand out upon the ark, and he died there before God. And David became angry because Jehovah had broken through in a rupture against Uzzah, and that place came to be called Perez Uzzah, down to this day. And David became afraid of the true God on that day, saying, "How shall I bring the ark of the true God to me?" And David did not remove the ark to himself at the city of David, but he carried it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the true God kept dwelling with the household of Obed-Edom at his house 3 months. And Jehovah kept blessing the household of Obed-Edom and all that was his.